Millie Bobby Brown wants to star in a Britney Spears biopic. Ye has been sued over Life of the Party, and Alabama's Jeff Cook dies at 73. It's Wednesday, November 9th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Millie Bobby Brown has said she wants to portray Britney Spears in the inevitable biopic about the pop superstar, but Spears isn't quite on board. In a segment that aired on Monday's episode of The Drew Barrymore Show, the 18-year-old British star of Stranger Things and Enola Holmes asked what's on her career bucket list. "I want to play a real person, and I think for me, Britney would be," she replied, "Britney Spears." Spears went through a series of high-profile drama when she was in her mid-20s and was placed in a conservatorship in 2008 that lasted 13 years. Brown, who rose to fame at an early age, said she understands some of what Spears lived through. "Her story, first of all, resonates with me," she explained. "Just growing up in the public eye, watching her videos, watching interviews, all of when she was younger, I see the scramble for words. And I don't know her, but when I look at pictures of her, I feel like I could tell her story in the right way, and hers only." On Tuesday, Spears wrote in an Instagram post, "I hear people wanting to do movies about my life. Dude, I'm not dead." Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West, is being sued for copyright infringement over a track from Donda. In a filing in New York on Monday, Phase One Network, which manages Boogie Down Productions' catalog, alleged that Ye knowingly, without a license, unlawfully copied from South Bronx when creating the track Life of the Party, was distributed through his stem player. According to the lawsuit, Ye sought permission to sample South Bronx, a 1986 single by KRS-One and DJ Scott LaRock, in July 2021, but the two sides could not come to an agreement. Phase One Network alleges that Ye sampled it anyway. Phase One Network alleges that Life of the Party reproduces horn hits, melodic figures, and a drum fill from South Bronx. The lawsuit claims Phase One Network suffered and will continue to suffer losses in an amount not yet ascertained, and said it is entitled to profits. The lawsuit also names StemPlayer CEO Alex Klein and developer Cano Computing Limited as defendants, as well as labels Good Music, Def Jam Recordings, and Universal Music Group. None have responded to the lawsuit. Guitarist Jeff Cook, a founding member of country group Alabama, died on Monday in his home in Florida. He was 73. "I spent a lot of time listening to him play guitar," tweeted Jason Aldean. "What an iconic sound he had. I got a chance to perform with him multiple times over the years, and I will never forget it." Born in Alabama, Cook started playing guitar and piano at age 13 and eventually learned to play the fiddle, banjo, mandolin, and bass guitar. He teamed up with cousins Randy Owen and Teddy Gentry in 1969 to form Wild Country. The band changed its name to Alabama in 1977, landed a record deal, and became one of the most successful country groups ever. The long list of hits include Tennessee River, Mountain Music, and I'm in a Hurry and I Don't Know Why. Cook announced in 2017 that he would no longer tour with Alabama due to his health. "Approximately 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease," he wrote at the time. "This has made it extremely frustrating to play guitar, fiddle, or sing." Fans and famous friends are paying tribute to Cook on social media. "This is a heartbreaking loss for all that knew Jeff," read a tweet from Oak Ridge Boys. "Such a great guy and one heck of a bass fisherman," shared Travis Tritt. "He will truly be missed." Ricky Skaggs tweeted, "Jeff was such an integral part of their sound. He was such a great musician and singer. He is survived by his wife of 27 years, Lisa, as well as his mother, brother, and others." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.